have not opened this envelope. I've not opened it yet. I don't know what's in there, but tell me what you can see on the front. There's a couple of stamps that are worth reading out.
No, cover your address.
Yeah, cover the address.
As I hold it up to our cameras here, but it's got a royal seal on it.
Do you see the Buckingham Palace stamp on the front?
It says Royal Mail on the front.
The letter has
now,
come
I'm
through.
A little concerned.
What do you mean?
Feeling it. It feels like a card. And I'm worried that it's just like
an auto response.
An auto response.
This is what the royal family does. Because, you know, sometimes people have like an out-of-office email. They have an out-of-office
physical
card. Yeah, open it up. I reckon I have no idea what's in it. I've been saving it to look at with you on the show. I don't know whether we've successfully tricked King Charles into endorsing our show.
Now, do you reckon King Charles has licked that envelope shut? Could we get a DNA reading on that? Oh, I'm so nervous.
What have we got in there? Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, no money.
Oh, come on, mate.
Bit cheap.
Okay, so
it feels like an actual letter.
Just one letter.
Private and confidential. Is it okay that I read it out?
Read ahead, maybe. What have we got there? What have we got?
They do mention our names.
Okay.
Dear.
Yeah.
We put Derek down as the name.
Yes.
The king has asked me to share... thank you for your splendid letter. Mm. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write as you did. Although His Majesty was unable to reply personally, I can tell you that the king was most interested to see your question.
Really?
This went across Charles' desk.
Yes. So Charles found out about our letter. Okay.
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom. Yours sincerely, Head of Royal Correspondence.
Okay.
I can't make out the name, but there's a kind of a, I don't know, it looks like...
Show me it. Show me the letter.
I think that's legit, that signature.
Yeah, that's an actual sign.
Ink.
Now, they haven't responded to the question about brushing your teeth at
all. No, because we wanted them to say, listen to your brothers, Zach and Dom. But they have said your brothers, Zach and Dom.
Can you read that sentence out that quotes us again?
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom.
Hold on a second. Did we just get the king's warm wishes by name? I know it's not an endorsement, but...
Let's read this and think of the letters. Think of the words we could cut out to technically form a quote. Thank you once again, Zach and Dom.
Ah!
From the king.
Yes. Yeah, or warm wishes to Zach and Dom. I mean, there's a lot of options we can go over there.
Zach and Dom.
Yeah, warm wishes
warm
to you,
wishes
Zach
from
and
Zach and Dom. Does it work on a billboard? Not quite.
That's a good point. Hang on, wait. Well, earlier in the letter, wasn't there something about how much he enjoyed reading the letter? How many words can we cut out? Because there was something about how much His Majesty enjoyed. What was that phrase? Have you been able to find that phrase? Where was that?
The king has asked me to thank you for your splendid letter. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write, although His Majesty did.
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you the king was most interested to see, cross out everything else, Zach and Dom.
That works.
We just got
to redact a few lines.
We got a quote.
This is Zach and Dom.
Will and Woody getting to the bottom of things, best left alone.
Have you ever received a gift that was a little bit of a slap in the face? Sharon, this was from your now ex.
He told me it was going to change my life.
Oh, yeah?
This is going to be fantastic. And it was a dustbuster with a light.
Just
in case I wanted to clean at night.
Didn't you once get your mum...
A blender.
Yeah,
for Christmas.
And how'd that go?
She cried.
Will and Woody!
Will and Woody for the drive home. Listen on the iHeartRadio app.
Weekdays from 4.
Only on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
If your university preference is finding your people... working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne. Next gen now.
Toolboxes. A tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yelled.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of a ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A
place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like MAD.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep MAD sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like a chook? How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy? Okay, what is this like a... What? Is this a joke? Sangha? Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scully.
Welcome to the circus. Arcade, bowling, crazy shakes and prizes. All in a day's play at Archie Brothers Circle Electric. Good times guaranteed. Search Archie Brothers deals for great school holiday offers.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T's and C's apply. V Collection homes only. Mimosa Homes.
Call on Claire.
Claire, so glad you answered. You cared for Ben, my friend Annie's dad.
Oh, yes.
I actually met you briefly at Leah's house. Her daughter has cerebral palsy.
She's doing well now.
Yes. So my husband's got early onset Alzheimer's and I need a carer to help me at home. Could you help, please?
Of course. We can have a carer there in about 2 hours.
2 hours is great.
Can I have your address? Call on Claire.
I don't think dying is the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Hi, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Hamilton is now playing at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And there are great seats available through to October. Don't miss out. Book at Ticketmaster.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, tyre and auto.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
We'll do it live.
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up. Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran here.
I'm Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Make some noise.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the Big Bad City.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power, still out of Beverly Hills. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle.
Today, a lot of people, Tyler Henry, that psychic medium, he's got a Netflix show now.
Yeah, he does. I love Tyler Henry. Yeah, he's so good.
Really, really genuine young kid.
Very sweet, too.
Yeah, really sweet.
We're going to be chatting to him. Also, George Costanza, otherwise known as Jason Alexander, from Seinfeld. Kyle caught up with him on set of the Uber Eats ad.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
It was weird because, like, everyone knows Costanza, you know?
Yeah.
No one knows Jason Alexander,
the
actor.
Well, we just see them as the same people, to be honest.
I know. We get here. I sat with him. That was great. And we got a weird ranger coming on for TMI today. The dude looking for women.
Yeah. Yep. That's coming up in a round of our news. All the gossip on the way.
Okay. Live out of Beverly Hills, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
It's the Kyle and Jackie Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
That's known on television as George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York we did here. Now, they would shoot some, you know, some establishing shots in New York, but no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something... Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird
areas.
Names, yes. Yeah, I want the
and
whole
when
suburb.
Somebody, when my son, my older son, Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm, oh!
How old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. I assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Do they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like,
well,
really, really commit to the role?
So, A, it's not George, it's Jason. But, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is, like...
Neurotic? It's Jason is Jason, right. Even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
The
right.
beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they
asked.
And
you said...
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I need...
But this is TV. That's like theater.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theater types think theater is above movie
well,
star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But isn't it theater, TV star, movie star?
No. Well, for many... For many, if I could make a living as a movie star, I might change my order of hierarchy.
What a great character!
Let's go back to 1980.
Now who would have thought that would read so badly now?
Yeah, I'm surprised it is still as beloved as it is.
It's a movie about a prostitute.
Yeah,
that's not how it was sold to us though. But we fell in love with the spirit of the story. It goes to show all different types of humans. Have a nice story.
Well, I'll tell you what Pretty Woman is. It is a testament to how good Julia Roberts is.
She's fabulous.
Because that performance kind of makes you forgive everything else.
Yeah, it does. That's
She's
true.
So radiant in that film.
And delightful.
That you just kind of, you go, okay.
Do you think Julia would do the Uber Eats?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Would she do that?
You want me to ring her up?
You can ring her up.
She might. Well,
I've got to ask one more thing.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Uber or any of the past amazing work you've done. You've done cartoon voices. I felt stay in your own lane. You're a TV, you're a movie guy. You want to do the voices now. That's sort of my area. But anyway, you do. Is it weird that as a 53-year-old man in Mel's Diner, I took a photo of a man who I really admired his look? And I've been searching for a different look. And when you're dealing with this, you're limited.
Who's the guy you...
I can show you the photo. Yeah. I don't know the guy. I did a sneaky...
Oh, was he a patron?
Another diner. I didn't know. I was with other people and they were like, that's not on.
And he's the guy you want to emulate?
Well, I'll show you because I've got the gray hair and the beard.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm limited. I'll just quickly show you.
That's not limited in my book.
Well,
I only have the beard. You at least got the
hair.
Look,
I've got Bruno back here. Bruno, he's bald. He's got all these issues. I said, no one cares. What do you think of that guy's... What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Do you think I could pull that off?
You could pull that off, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a little hair gel. That's all that
I wanted to ask you, but I thought You feel like you're the guy to ask.
Swag.
You
That's
feel
all
like the guy to ask. Right?
Yeah, when it comes to styling and.
But,
yeah,
and know, do you just morph from Jason to, you know, how you said a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason, and ask, it wasn't your wife. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question. You think if I could just spout that off, I would have saved thousands of
And
them.
I've noticed also, you'll pop up on other shows for like a story arc.
Sure.
Do you enjoy... is that something you pursue? Do you think, oh, I don't mind that, whatever. Let's say, not this, that you've done this, Malcolm in the Middle. Not that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You do a little. You have?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did do a Malcolm.
I wasn't
in the
a huge
middle.
Fan of the middle. But,
that's right.
But the story arc, you enjoyed those? Like, because
so
you mainly.
You're talking
theater.
About guesting on other people's shows.
No, I don't know about it.
So when I guest on other people's shows, the question is A, do I want to be with those people?
Right.
It's not even the show sometimes, because some shows, you just don't hear much about them.
Sure.
But. If they are populated with people that I go, I think I would enjoy the company of that group.
The actors
it could be actors, writers, directors, yep. The whole shebang. When you step into somebody's show, you're stepping into their house. It's
right.
Their house.
And you're comfortable in their house, or do you like...
Well, it depends on who my host is.
Right, right.
I've guessed it on shows where I went, I hope this ends fairly quickly. And then there are ones that you step into, and you feel like you've been a part of it all along.
Right.
And, young Sheldon... Was that way?
Oh, that's a great... Yeah, I love that show.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was
yes.
that way. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to guess right on a couple of occasions.
You made all the right
choices.
I was
invited to those homes. That was nice.
Well, they are... Because I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful, only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way, there's layer upon layer of... extra stress being an actor that people don't see.
You know, most people don't get to make decisions. People always... One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went...
Luck.
I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. That's for, that's about the only choice I get
so
to
make. So what? You can't
the rest
tell you...
of it is, you know, is it really happening? Is it? Do I have to be naked?
Oh,
no?
Okay,
that's okay. Good.
And then they fall through some of these
some
things?
Some fall through. Some make it. Some you do it. They never get out. Some, they, you know, but it's... There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please,
oh
thank
my
you,
gosh,
thank you.
You
know. Well, look, the current role, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great because you've been in our lives our whole life. That makes that. I know that's probably not great from your end, but from us, you're just one of those iconic, amazing actors.
Oh, well,
and
you
feel like you know you, but obviously we don't know you.
No.
You don't even know yourself, whether you're George,
Jason. I'm still searching.
Good luck with
I'll
the therapy.
Thank you.
Thanks for a brilliant ad. And thanks for letting me come by the set and have a chat.
My pleasure. Did they give you an Uber Eats bag on the way in?
No, what do you get?
Whatever you want. That's the beauty.
The canned laughter.
Everything you want except the things you shouldn't have, like canned laughter.
Who came up with the canned laughter? Was that a
that was them.
Was that you?
No, that's not me. That was them.
So you've come up with nothing. You've just
no.
You've scooped up all the magic.
That
you've
is
been
the glory
by
of
unicorn.
Being me. Is I get to go for the ride.
I love it.
I get
it.
The lion's share of the money.
I love
with
it.
None of the responsibility.
That's what we all want,
right?
It's good to see you, mate. Thanks
Thank
so much for having me.
A pleasure.
Pleasure to see you.
And do the look.
I know. I'm going
to. It's
going to
be
I'll
great.
Send you a photo.
I look forward.
Thank you, mate. There's Jason Alexander. Thank you, mate. Appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of power.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel the
like it. Been so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop that.
And Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Been a few weeks since we've done a TMI. Have an interesting fellow ladies yeah. lineup.
Yes.
All we know about this guy so far is that he's open for relationship. Are we going to go through all these little weird closet skeleton things?
Yep, that's right. And then you'll find out everything you need to know up front before you even begin the date. Yeah. And if you don't like what you hear, if you hear one particular information, bit of information, hang up. That's fine, because we've got 10 ladies all lined up, ready to date, and we'll see who's left at the end of it.
It just cuts to the chase, so you don't find out 3 months later, he's missing three toes. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay, let's meet today's TMI contestant. Justin is 30 years old.
Hey,
hi, Justin.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
You're a happy-go-lucky fella. I'd look at you in the street and think, he's got girls lined up around the block.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been a while, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Well, should we rip the Band-Aid off and let's start things?
Well,
okay?
I'd like to know what he does for a living first.
Just as long as that's not in there, right?
It's not.
Okay. It sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a tour guide, so I travel up and down the east coast of Australia pretty much most months.
Oh.
Tour guide as in...
So I lead like groups of like 20 to 30 people on a bus. I drive it. We go up to places like Byron Bay, Brisbane, Ellie Beach.
Are you on the microphone? You're like, okay,
we're driving
through. Yeah, this is Port Stephens here on the left.
That's actually spot on. Yeah, literally like that.
My mum and stepfather did that for 20 years.
Really?
Driving the buses, the coaches.
Did they?
All up and down Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great way to see the country.
And you meet some fascinating people. Some people you'd rather not see.
You banged any of those, banged any of them on the bus, on the tour bus?
Look, Carl, I mean, there was a moment in Europe. I don't know if it's in my TMIs or not, but I could talk about that.
Well, if it's not, we'll
bring it up. Otherwise, we'll hear it soon, no doubt.
How many ladies are on the phone there, Jackie? 10
ladies. Here we go. Here's fact number one.
Hi, my name's Justin. I'm a short ginger king at 5'8".
Five foot eight.
Yes. And ginger. Do you think those two are important?
But that's not, you're not Harry Styles. You're not Prince Harry ginger.
Literally all the time.
Prue hates redheads.
Ah, oh, come on.
Okay.
All my life.
Okay. All right. Let's go to fact number two.
I love to collect coffee mugs.
Huh?
Oh, that's okay. A coffee mug.
Well, it depends. If What's he's got the entire that? Lounge room wall yeah. covered.
How many coffee mugs do you have there?
There is 30 in one of my houses. And then I'm pretty sure I've stored like another box of a 20 or so at my mum and dad's house. So
right.
there is a fair amount of coffee mugs I collect from most places around the world.
All right. All right. Let's go to fact number three.
My party trick is that I pick drinks up with my toes.
Oh, you pick drinks up with your toes. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife does that. I call her chimpanzee feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She picks up the remote and everything,
she does
doesn't
it.
She?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do that really well. Half monkey, my wife's half monkey. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
No, well, that's just why I use my hands when I can use my feet, you know?
Well, the good thing is, let's say you're massaging your lover with two hands full of oil, you can still puff away on your cigarette with your feet.
Exactly. I can, like, get it mostly up to my mouth. I used to get it all the way up to my mouth when I was 20, but now that I'm a bit older, it's a bit harder, you know?
Okay.
Well, yeah. All right. Let's go to fact number four.
People always think that I'm gay.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a massive theatre guy.
Theatre guy.
Yeah, a massive theatre. I'm at the theatre like every single week, and people, I think someone called me once the most straight, like a homosexual presenting guy that they've ever seen. So I'm very.
What an honour.
Yeah, I know. People always just say, oh, I thought you were gay. And like, no, I'm straight.
I don't look at people and think gay, unless it's obvious. Like Lockie or someone like that, you look and you think gay. I don't think of it. So it's weird. You just seem
girls
like a nice fella.
Girls do.
Yeah,
do
girls yes. generally, yeah. You get to that point
the
where
girls
like,
are the ones saying.
Yeah, you make your move on them and they go, oh, sorry, I thought you were gay. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not.
And you go, oh, no. And they go, well, how weird that you've been watching me undress in my wardrobe for the last 6 months, masquerading as my best gay friend.
Here's fact number five.
I've been hurt by blondes before, so I'm only into brunettes.
Oh,
interesting.
Is that right?
Yes. Hurt by how many blondes are we talking?
Probably three times now. Three times. You know, you go, fool me once, fool me twice. Third time, it's like a done deal.
And you're putting that down to them being blonde, or have you tried brunettes and they've just never hurt you?
Yeah, yeah. I've had, I've been with a couple of, you know, brunette girls, Spanish girls, South American, and,
And they don't break your heart. Yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay. So, gee, that's very mature to decide after two blondes. All blondes are out.
Yeah, all
well,
blondes
I might have been
out.
Waiting for Jackie to come into my life, you know? You know.
Angelica hung up.
Angelica's hung up. She's 25. She must be blonde.
She loves military type boys.
Oh,
I know the type.
Oh, that's not you?
That's
no.
Not me.
Reckons it's the emotional damage that she loves.
Who's hung up now?
She would love Hulk.
We've got Lauren.
Lauren's hung up.
She hung up too.
Oh, Lauren's aren't any good anyway.
Oh, Lauren's are beautiful.
They're no good.
Oh, no, who's hung up now?
It must be all blonde people. No.
Oh, God, is
Lucy.
It Lucy?
She just separated from her husband. So she just wants a little bit of fun, and she must have thought, oh, this guy's a soft cock, I'm out.
Right.
So, well, you do come across a little, but you are a bit soft cock with, you know, the weird, all blondes
well,
around.
Well, I mean, she's good at hung around, you never know.
I get it.
Let's go to fact number six.
I used to wear suits everywhere because I was obsessed with Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is he?
The gay one.
Ironically, the gay one. Neil Patrick Harris is gay.
Oh, no, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, someone else. Melissa's
hung
up.
Back when I was a teenager.
Oh,
that's fine then.
Yeah.
But let's have a listen. Who'd you miss out on? Melissa, she's a baker.
Oh, shit.
Who loves tattoos that they're hanging up.
Katie's hung
gone.
Up too.
What's her story, Jackie?
Katie, where is she?
She's a copper.
Oh, there we go. She is. And she
she's
loves
a cop
to crochet.
Who loves to crochet.
Oh, interesting.
She wants a gentle guy that's happy and he wants...
And
she,
simple behind her...
No, she wants him... Sorry, that is happy to act as a simp behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
As a what?
Is a simp like the
Peter
guy that...
Peter wrote that.
Will...
Is that the right, is that the right information,
like,
Peter?
Sort of thing, you know what I mean?
No. I thought a simp was like you're dominating him. Is that right?
Let me call him back.
That's
a second.
Or is he the
hey
one?
Hey guys, it's Hulk here.
Oh yeah,
hey Hulk, he knows.
Yeah, maybe that's what
just to clarify. Simp is like a dude who like he's a bitch for women. Like he lets the women wear the pants. Sorry, I'm eating a croissant.
Yeah.
And I just got a tooth taken out yesterday, so I'm really
that's
living the dream.
Bro, you do you. We're all terrified.
Oh,
so whatever you
God.
Want.
That's hilarious.
So,
no.
So you're saying that cop wants some little bitch at home that she can
dominate.
And this guy doesn't clarify that. He qualifies this
bloke. He fits the bill to me.
I thought I'd kind of fit that bill a little bit. I'd be happy.
That's what I think. That's not being insulting. You're 5'8", you're ginge, you're soft, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You know? Maybe that copper was a blonde.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to next fact, number 7.
Once in India, I thought I met God.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I ended up in hospital randomly from what it turns out to be heat stroke, and in the midst of, like, my heat stroke sort of delirium, this woman just appeared in front of me, massaging my head and saying, "Rest now, my child, you'll be fine." And then I passed out, and I swear, I think it was God.
So you don't think that was a real, like, a village woman that came up and found you collapsed?
Yeah.
No.
You thought it was, like, some sort of spiritual thing?
They chucked me on the back of a tuk-tuk and took me to the nearest hospital, and then I passed out and I came to, and then this woman was like, "Rest now," and I was like, never saw her again. And I was like, was that God? I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought I met Jesus once.
Oh, yeah?
I was I was overseas, did LSD, and then I was chatting to this girl who was a hairdresser from Newcastle.
Oh.
And she was telling me things, and I was like, "I think you're Jesus reincarnated."
Oh, my God.
Okay, I think we've lost our way here a little, everyone. What's the next fact, please?
No offence, but I'm not really into the thicker girls.
Same.
We've lost one.
Yeah. Oh, Maria. Big Maria out.
Maria's gone. We're left with two, okay? Okay. So two are left. We've got Lizzie and Alana.
Oh, nice.
Sound lovely.
Okay, let's go to fact number 9.
I have a podcast all about theatre.
Well, there you go, the last two.
Yeah. They'll jump off, isn't that it? That's it.
Oh, no. There we go.
No, Lizzie, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know what? It doesn't matter that theatre's another limp-wristed type of association you've got. You've got your own podcast about it. That's something to be admired.
Yeah, I get invited to all the opening nights. You know, I'm there every day, opening nights all the time. So
that's
I'm always
good.
Happy
you
to
enjoy
bring
that.
Around.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the last fact.
Dare we play it with one caller left?
No.
Roll it.
I once dumped a girl because she wanted kids and I don't. Well, that's probably going to be the turning point.
No. Like, you're only 30 and you did this once. When? Years ago?
It was actually just last year. She wanted kids, like, you know, now.
You've got to be both ready.
And I
did. You both got to, it's, you know, can't be, you can't just give someone a child because they want it.
Like, I'm not saying I'm open to it, but it just wasn't at the time.
Alana is left and she has not hung up. So, Alana, meet Justin.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Justin. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
This is very interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, Alana, I'm going to read out some of your stats the producers took. She's into guys with accents, tall, dark, handsome guys, completely the opposite of what we got sitting here.
Completely the opposite, but that's okay.
She is a business manager and was on Australian Idol last year.
No way.
Alana, you remember me?
What did you sing?
Is this the hat?
The hat? No.
No, clearly not.
It was at the end of the night. I sang Shallow by Lady Gaga. Definitely not the song I want to choose. Pink dress and not a good time.
Pink dress?
Yeah.
You had a pink dress? What color? Is your hair white?
No. It's like brunette-y, reddy.
That's unlucky.
Ah, there we go.
I'm just trying to be. Like, I barely know who won last year.
Are you the brunette?
I am.
Oh, I remember.
Oh. There was that's a 50-50 there.
Okay, Justin, do you want to ask her a question since she knows so much about you?
Yeah, I'd love to know what is one kind of, like, what's your worst date story that you've had that kind of, like, has struck you to the core?
God, he's asked like a newspaper journalist question.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, no. Justin.
I mean, there's lots of worst date stories, to be honest. Everyone's got their thing. God. I mean, off the top of my head, you really put me on the spot here.
Maybe you've never had a real bad date, you know? There's something stands out or it doesn't, really.
I mean, there was one time I had to call the police.
Oh, wow.
Not sure if that was completely catfished.
Yeah. What do you mean? You felt trapped or what happened?
Yeah, he tried to, like, lure me to this place that was isolated and Yeah, it was like a full thing. And
oh,
then
that's
like
so
going home and stuff.
Jeez, that is a proper bad date story.
That's
by the time we got to the date.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Wow, you two, like, so you want to go out on a date together?
I mean, I'm definitely interested, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I like your energy. I like that you're into theatre.
Thank you.
I like that you collect coffee mugs as well, because me too.
Alana, enjoy your date. Justin, lovely to meet you. I hope it goes well.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed of love. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do. And it was called Yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
We have all your free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah! Yes, thank you so much.
Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4 and 20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday, T's and C's apply. See in store.
Hey Melbourne, it's Will and Woody.
Don't miss a moment of us on Kiss.
Download the free iHeartRadio app to listen live or catch up on demand anytime, anywhere.
Sitting at the beach with my dog and my friend drinking a coffee.
We're heading down the park for a barbie, a couple of brewskis.
And now you can discover playlists from your favourite celebrities.
Listen to more of what you love. Download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Free never sounded so good.
You're only a what-if away from those smoky cocktails at a swanky hotel.
Gossip fest in a hotel sauna.
Open fire, mulled wine, and a super hot ski instructor.
You're terrible.
7 billion stars in a magnesium spa pool.
Ooh, hotel robes, bubbles, a girly movie, and all the chocolate in the minibar.
You're only a what-if away from booking an incredible trip with the what-if app.
Taxi?
What if? It's Aussie for travel.
Hey, son,
Yeah?
if you're, gay, I'm totally cool with that.
Congratulations! That was really awkward! And awkward conversations can lead to awesome outcomes for LGBTQIA+ youth. Make awkward awesome. Visit thepinnaclefoundation.org/awkward.
Want to download fuel savings? Get the My 7-Eleven app. Lock in our best local fuel price for up to 7 days and you could save up to 25 cents per litre. You've got a deal at 7-Eleven.
T's and C's apply. Savings not guaranteed. Visit 7-Eleven.com.au for details.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely on Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.au.
Laser Clinics Australia's big beauty sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 queen bed or save $100 on the Medina King single bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing 6 for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Britt here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveway, renowned for its premium features and agility. The Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced driver assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
When life gets messy, switch to One, the only laundry system with 4-in-1 quad power technology to fight over 100 tough stains first wash. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Right now at Sheridan Homes, the more you spend on upgrades, the more you save. All it takes is three easy steps. Select your dream home design, choose your spend and save upgrade value, then shop from our list of beautiful upgrade options. For example, spend $20,000 and get $55,000 in upgrades for your new home. That's a saving of $35,000. But hurry, limited time only. Ready, steady, Sheridan. Visit SheridanHomes.com.au. CBDU 50039. What's up, y'all?
For Eminem.
Eminem. You're listening to
Kyle and Jackie O.
Yes. Oh, I leave out an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still. Kiss me.
This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Jack's got some own news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They've been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram live.
You got it?
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed. I guess for context.
But there's no proof.
Well, I don't want to say outright, because how would I know, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all-time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying, like, narcissism and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that a that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny, too? Since you want to fucking threat me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah. Wow, it's this is ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live, it will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live. Right. But it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on to watch it with everyone else.
And then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said,
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside. Tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
Sounds like
he
might have just thrown a wild live grenade into that.
Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right in calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is. Like,
yeah, it's not. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girls think is a narcissist.
Right. A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it used to just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, that's, I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're trying to make your fringes perfect, someone who wants to look good. What is
That's
it?
Not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls...
Lockie, get the dictionary meaning of narcissism. I know what a narcissist is, and no one's changed the meaning.
It's just people now understand the definition.
You may know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, Lockie is going to read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained.
That's every person on earth,
so
everyone knows.
No. And if you want to break it down even more.
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves. Before they die, they don't have a lot of empathy.
They're incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic to other people, but behind closed doors. I've read up about narcissism.
Yeah, but the dictionary doesn't.
That's giving you one line.
So what some herbalist thinks that
that's giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, it's just a quick definition. Yeah, if you want to understand it more,
I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle, tick,
you're super
Kyle,
charismatic
tick.
And you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely
now,
correct.
When the adoration wears off in a partner.
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
you go,
no,
bitch,
or,
where's the new lot?
Or what happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist will treat you like shit. it because you're no longer seeing them with rose-coloured glasses.
You know what?
They make out they're amazing to everyone else.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what I want.
How do you communicate that feeling?
To who?
To your partner.
To myself.
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think, you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh,
it's time to move on. Once you realise, that they're not into me, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super quick.
People won't change.
Yeah, and they're just...
Making someone, do this or do that because you want this and you feel you've read a book, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You've got to mix or you don't.
Look, you're probably talking about something slightly different there, I think. You're talking about someone... I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer... You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, like, adore you.
Yeah,
and then as the relationship grows and time
and
goes
they
on...
they just a piece of shit, you're
no,
not that special.
it's not as honeymoon-ish.
Yeah, that's everyone's relationship.
Right, and so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored. So they find
they can't
that
move
feed...
into the next stage of just...
That's right. So
sorry, how would Brooklyn understand?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as
again,
people.
Again, you're missing out.
But, you know, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre-kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're looking like...
No, but he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules and just fighting?
I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves it.
Yeah, well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
And if
weed shows up, then...
What, they're going to cancel the fight?
Because that's on the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test... An automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fighter.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and they're weirdos.
All these weird types. They're just making sure you don't fudge it.
Yeah, but why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men and women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not the right
forum. You don't
have
to bring that up. Yeah, like, that's a different argument. But this
is... Well, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, like, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing.
Oh,
it's weed
is, but in general, it's drug testing in sport I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about drug testing.
I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's true.
And here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore? Like, are you allowed to box when you've got alcohol if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
You've got what he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. If you want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well, here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread.
Mm.
And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry bread.
So that's just to swap up the mac.
Yeah. And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
at the
moment.
He's in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently, he is the target of some cruel taunts with other inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, "No deal." Because he obviously was the Deal or No Deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison, and any bit of entertainment,
of course, the
prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really?
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well...
No deal. They're all no deal. Every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this donkey's in Silverwater.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power.
Every morning on the Kyle and Jackie O Show, you can wake up and win.
I just want to wake up.
$10,000!
With Kyle and Jackie O's Pop Quiz.
Ellie, you're playing the Pop Quiz. 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you win the big one.
For 10 grand, Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson co-starred in which 2003 film?
Anger Management.
You got it!
You've
done it! $10,000!
Win 10K every morning at 7:30 with Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 Pop Quiz.
Exclusive to KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
I thought this time I'd be pregnant. Instead, I am staring down the barrel of yet another painful cycle.
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We know how painful it can be when each month brings disappointment. If you feel like you've tried everything, our team of fertility experts are here to point you in the right direction. With payment plans available, you can get access to fertility treatment now and pay over time. Make an appointment at Monash IVF today. We'll do what it takes together.
The Nick Scali Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scali.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want.